Job chapter 9. Then Job replied and said, "Indeed, I know it is so, but how can a man be just with God? If he were to be pleased to contend with him, the man could not answer one question out of 1,000. Who, however wise of heart and mighty in strength, ever hardened himself against him and came off well? He removes mountains, but they are unaware of it, and he overturns them in his anger. He shakes the earth out of its place, so that its pillars tremble. He commands the sun, and it does not rise. And he sets a seal around the stars. He stretches out the heavens on his own, and he treads on the heights of the sea. He made the Great Bear and Orion, and the Pleiades and the constellations of the south. He performs great deeds which are beyond searching out, and wonders which are without number. Behold, he passes me by, but I do not see him. He goes past, but I do not perceive him. Behold, when he seizes something, who can make him return it? Who can say to him, 'What are you doing?' If God does not avert his anger, minions of pride must stoop before him. How much less can I answer him? How could I choose my words in dispute with him? When, even if I were just, I would not answer, I would make my supplication to my judge. Even if I called him and he answered me, I would not believe that he had heard my voice. He could crush me with a storm and multiply my wounds without a cause. He would not allow me to recover my breath, for he would fill me with bitter things. If it is a matter of strength, behold, he is mighty. And if of justice, who will appoint me a hearing? If I were to say, 'I am justified,' my mouth would be condemning me. If I were to say, 'I have integrity,' it would convict me of perverseness. If I were to say, 'I have integrity,' I would not recognize myself. I would loathe my life. It is all the same. That is why I claim, he makes an end of the integrous and wicked alike. If a scourge suddenly kills, it makes a mockery of the trial of the innocent. The earth has been delivered into the hand of the wicked one. He has put a veil over the faces of its judges. If it is not so, who then is he who is responsible? Now my days pass more swiftly than a runner. They fly past. They do not see goodness. They pass with the speed of papyrus boats, as an eagle swoops after prey. If I were to say, 'I will forget my complaint,' I will ignore my situation and be cheerful, I would be fearful with all my sorrows. I would know that you still wouldn't pronounce me innocent. Let me be considered wicked. Why then do I go on struggling in vain? If I were to wash myself in snow and purify my hands with soap, then you would still plunge me into the pit, and even my garments would abhor me. For he is not a man like me, that I should be able to answer him and say, 'Let us go together to the court of justice.' There is no arbiter between us who could put his hand on us both. Let him take away his rod from me, and let him not frighten me with his terror. Then I would speak and not fear him. But it is not so for me in my situation."